Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
In a court of law, one offers a testimony in support of a legal issue. However, in the house of God, a testimony bears witness to the power of God's word and the truth and righteousness. Please join Talk Straight in-house panelist, Pastor Ricky Waller, as he sits in for Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery as host and discuss the power of a testimony in the life of a believer. This is an open mic discussion.
Ricky Waller, and I am sitting in tonight on behalf of Pastor Reuben Dockery. So we welcome all of you to Talk Straight. We just want to thank God tonight. I am your host. I ask you to tune in and to have a great discussion for tonight. I believe that the time has come where we all should be able to get a bit better perspective on life and things that God has to offer. The Word of God said, "This is the day that the Lord God has made. He tells us to rejoice and to be glad in it." And I trust that you're glad right now. For all of you that's listening in, I want to share something with you concerning a scripture in the book of Ephesians. And this particular passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. And it reads, it says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." And the reason why the topic tonight is that there's power in a testimony. And the reason why I want to share on that tonight, and I trust that you would be able to tune in and have your comments and questions concerning it. Again, when you're talking about the testimony and you tap into the power of it, it brings forth volume. It has a lot to do with whether you're telling the truth or whether you're telling the lie. And a lot of times I look back and I remember hearing oftentimes people were talking about someone test the lying. Well, the Word of God speaks different here in this particular verse, because this man by the name of the Apostle Paul, let it be known how to not walk how he used to. And if that's you and you yourself know what it means to have a testimony, we ask you to call in and we will be able to listen to what you have to say concerning that. But I wanted to elaborate on it just a little bit, if you will, because I myself often wonder how long was it going to be before I had a testimony. Again, you hear people even say, we all have a past. Well, I don't remember that about my life because every day I was living at one point in time, I was in bondage. So I had no testimony concerning being free. But the word of God says, and this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. And I thought about that. I say walk not as others. It sounds like that there was a certain type of walk that was going on that was different from the one he was talking about now, meaning that you have to be ready for a change. And if that happens to be you and you know that change is available, my question to you tonight, just in case you don't have one, this is a good time to start on this night that you too qualify to have a testimony. What that means is that you get inside the will of God and you realize old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. That sounds like to me a testimony right there. Now, I don't know what your testimony could be, but I do know what mine happens to be. So if we have a caller, we want to ask you to come in and you can elaborate if you have a testimony. Do I have a caller in tonight that wants to talk about your testimony?
Yes, this is Candy Sanders.
Miss Candy, glory to God. I'm glad you called in and you heard me talk about what the scripture says about the testimony, about being able to testify how to not walk once upon a time. You remember how you used to walk, right? So you want to share
with
us? Yeah, go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Yes, first I'd like to give honor to God and to you, Pastor Ricky, and I thank God for placing you in my life to lead and guide me and to keep me and to continue to try to keep, not to try, but to keep a relationship with God and stay focused. And I struggle with drug addiction and just so much from my past. And God has truly showed up and showed out in my life, and I have been healed and delivered. I've been struggling with alcoholism, drugs, abusive relationships, and
all, right,
all kind of different things. And for 30 years, and I've been in and out of all kind of rehabilitations and NA meetings, AA meetings, and, you know, but during my struggle, I always continue to pray. And I always call God out on his word, and I always acknowledge him, and I always would say, you're the only, as I was using, in the same breath I was smoking crack, I would look in the mirror and say, God, you're the only one that can take this away. When are you going to take it away? And not knowing when exactly was going to happen, but it happened. It happened. I have 5 years clean right now. And this time I didn't have to go to no rehabilitation place. I called him on his word. I prayed, and I could still feel his hands removing everything at one time, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the drugs, sleeping around with the men, the low self-esteem at one time. So, truly... am a testimony. I have a testimony, and I know that it was Jesus that done this for me. So, yes, I am very grateful. I have so much gratitude. So, yeah, I wanted to share that.
Another call on the line.
I asked you a question concerning that. I noticed you said you had 5 years, and you say for the last 30 years you've been struggling with different areas of your life. And drug addiction, you say alcoholism, you know, And you said some things about sleeping with men and things that the drugs will cause a person to do once they are captured and in bondage. But you say you've been free, you've been delivered. And that is speaking volume right now. I mean, I love that when one say that they have been delivered. It's unlike the 30 years that you had been struggling, going in and out of rehab centers and things like that, as what you said, correct? Now,
right.
I want you to speak to the people because you are convinced, basically, or I would say persuaded, that you have been delivered. So there's no room for slipping, tripping, neither falling, is it? Because
no,
you have
it's not.
A foundation. Okay, and that's the confidence that one should have when you know that you have a God that delivered you. I mean, that would only be giving credit where it's due. That's not being egotistical or anything. That's speaking truth. Because in today's
right.
time, what we need truth. You know, John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so
yes.
I begin to thank you for sharing that. And if I could ask you this question, how is it that those 5 years that you've been delivered, been able to supersede how it once was when you were trying to get free? You know, knowing that you're free, that testimony of knowing that you're free versus all the times that you were dealing with trying to get free. Could you explain to me, to the viewers, about the difference between the two?
Well, like I said, I struggle. I never thought that it would happen. But when I was sincere about wanting it, and I give all glory and praise to God, because today I don't have the desire.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people say I can't go here because drugs, alcohol in this community. Well, the drugs and the alcohol ain't going to stop. I do know one thing. I do know I can go wherever I want to go, but I won't never forget what I can't do, you know. And I know God delivered and healed me for a reason. And I don't go around saying and speaking things. I used to say I'm a grateful recovering addict. No, I'm not
uh-huh.
an addict anymore. He took that from me. So I don't have to say or I don't have to try to dress up addict. You know, a lot of people think because you say grateful or addict. No, addict is no longer who I am anymore.
Okay.
He took that from me. He healed and delivered me.
Okay. Now, that's the reason why I wanted you to expound on that. And now, because I remember you saying that you said while you was yet still without strength, you were still smoking and everything, and you told God that in the midst of your smoking and doing, you still believe God was going to deliver you because God only knew
right.
you was going to be able to do it. What you said? And so that's why I wanted
that's
to,
right.
to hear that. And it's good to know that when God does a thing, oh, my, he don't have step at all. He doesn't have step. So it made a lot of sense that you was able to say that. And I want to thank you again. And just stay right with us. And if there's anything else that you desire to share, because in all those years, I'm sure that you got some more to offer. You know, as the struggle was so tense, I would say. And
right.
I never, you know, myself, and I say this often, and I do it because it's an assignment. I tell people this. When God deliver you from an addiction such as drugs like that, you don't have to wonder. You should be able to just stand on his word. And I
right.
have for 25 years, and I don't teach relapse. I don't teach a person, you know, things that I know that will cause me to fall down, if you will. And so I have to teach truth. I know nothing about how to go back because I haven't. I do know how to stand firm because that's what I do. And it's a beautiful thing to hear what you said. And I want to, again, thank you. And I know we have another caller, I believe, and we want to make sure that we get a chance to allow others to have a say. And do we have a caller
I'm,
right now? Okay, well, we'll continue. Well, go ahead, caller.
I'm just listening. I'm just tuned in.
Okay, well, we welcome you to Talk Straight. We are just making known about the power of a testimony, and we thank you. This is Brother Charles.
Yes, Charles.
Brother, we want to thank you for tuning in again, man. And I tell you, we had a joyful night. We know on behalf of Pastor Dockery, he's sitting in, but he's, again, dealing with his loved one, his mother. She passed, he's going on to glory, and he wants to continue the show to go on. And Sister Candy, I also want to let you know that Pastor Dockery, his mother passed, and so this is Tony, if you want to give him your condolences. We want to thank God for him allowing the show to go on, because you had a chance to share some good news with us. And the time will come, you'll be able to say something to him if you will. Now, let me share something else with you all, if you will. I want to share something with you in the book of Psalms 119. And I want you to listen to these words, because they are not my words. These are the words that's in the Bible. And don't think that you have to have a Bible to understand deliverance, because that's not so. I didn't have a Bible when I first got delivered. I just heard a word of encouragement and was delivered. And then later found out that the Word of God said it very plain. In verse number 129, it said, "Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doeth my soul keep them." What does it mean to keep something that you have? It sounds like to me it belongs to you. So in other words, you apply it in your everyday life, whether you're just walking it or talking it. It's a two-way street. You have to talk it and walk it. The same thing when you was in bondage. You had to talk it and walk it, because you were separated from being free from it. So you were captured into it, as you and I both can identify with that. But notice it says our testimonies, meaning that there's some other areas, not just drugs. There's a lot of areas people are captured in and qualified to get free. And tonight's topic is the power of a testimony. Notice the reading of that verse according to Psalms 119, verse 129. "Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doeth my soul keep them." It means obey. So once you get free, you have a right to say, "Hey, I'm free indeed." So you obey, you walk it. It become a way of life. And it's interesting, because it's worth having. So we just want to rejoice, and we want to uplift Pastor Dockery tonight as he continued to go through the process of knowing what he has to deal with in the days to come. I think on Monday he will be up in Chicago going to attend to his mother and his family as a whole. But we want to always, again, encourage him. But the main thing tonight is how he gave instructions for the show to go on. And that, to me, speaks volumes. I want to continue to encourage him so he would be strengthened through the process. And the testimony goes on and on. And, I mean, it's just so amazing. Brother Charles, you got something that you'd like to share concerning when the Word of God says the testimonies, that you embrace those, you have to keep those testimonies. Don't throw away your confidence. Make sure that you value. See, when it becomes valuable to you, then you won't let nothing and nobody strip you from it. When the Word of God said, "Thy testimonies are wonderful." You have anything to say about that? He said, "Therefore do my soul keep," glory to God.
So, I believe that, I believe the testimony is part of your life. You know, that's the that's kind of your backbone or the strength that makes you who you are today. So it's power in the testimony, and definitely going through different obstacles in your life. I believe those are just the things that just kind of, make you the guy or the person you are today.
Bless God, man. That's beautiful, brother. I tell you, man, I was so inspired when you said that, man. That makes you, you know, the brother that you are today, man. You know, to say that, see, it's a time where we have to embrace good information. You shared that, you know, and Sister Candace, she shared some good information, and I'm open for good information because what it does is adds to your faith, you know, and the Word of God is full of testimonies. And some people may not even think a testimony is even necessary, but I tell you that the Word of God speaks it so well, you know, and in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, the translation is broke down here. It says, with the Lord's authority, I say this. Notice, with the Lord's authority, I say this. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Could you imagine saying, I want to get free from something, and I don't know which way to go, I don't know who to believe, and I just don't know how to do it, so I'm walking in confusion. But the Word of God says God is not the author of confusion. So who is? Is it the enemy, Satan, all the nicknames that they have for him? You know, the confuser, he will confuse anybody to make them think that they cannot get free, that you can stop for a while, but you have to start back. No. The Word of God says, through the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as you used to do, Ricky. And I have to tell myself that. For they are hopelessly confused. I remember that. That was me. That was me. I said I was going to use drugs the rest of my life. What was I? I was confused. Well, I admit that today. That's the kind of hold that the enemy had on me. But Sister Candy, I remember you saying, but you said to the Lord while you was yet still using, that only he was going to be able to get you out of it. And that's the way I went
right.
to him. I didn't go to him doing it any other way. And I want to thank you for that information because that was very handy. I needed that. And so, as I said, the Word of God is full of testimony. Listen to this particular passage of Scripture here. Still in Psalms 119, listen to what it says in this particular passage of Scripture in verse number 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Now, we didn't understand meditation. That means that we ponder on something. We meditate on it day in and day out. When we was captured, we meditated day and night on getting that drug. You know, I go to any length and say that. You see, so now what's wrong with meditating, pondering on how wonderful it is to be free? And the Word says it right here about the testimony. And it says plain. You know, and it keeps giving us more information. And some people would look at it like as if you're not supposed to utilize your testimony. The Word of God says you're supposed to keep them.
Go and keep them.
And so that's what we are going to encourage our people tonight to prepare those people to get ready so they can have a rejoicing heart. Glory to God. It even talks about it in Psalms 119, verse 111. Thy testimony
is
taken as an inheritance forever. Listen to how long we should be able to have the testimony as an inheritance forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. Glory to God. They are the rejoicing of my heart. Could you imagine seeing our community getting together, being restored, recognizing that they're delivered and have received an heritage forever? So they are rejoicing of my heart. I just like to picture that just take and imagine how wonderful it can be to know that we deserve it, we qualify, and just want to continue to just encourage others, man. Tonight we're talking about the power of a testimony. That's good news, I'm sure. Either way you put it, because it's in the Word of God. And as I said earlier, not everybody is going to pick up the Bible. But if you want truth and you don't mind truth, it's okay to pick it up. God is not going to be upset when a person is seeking to find truth. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it states it very clear. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Picture that. The world has so much to offer, and he wants everybody to be captured into the world's way. And everybody would be just so uplifted by the world's bondage that is causing people to enter in. But we are not supposed to be rejoicing about being inside the will of God. I beg the difference. Tonight, amen, as I host the show with the assistance of Pastor Dockery, allowing me to do so, he knew I was going to need some help. And I'm like Sister Candid, Brother Charles, when she said, only God is going to be able to help me do this. I told Pastor Dockery I would go ahead and sit in and be willing to do so. Just in case we have to talk to him, we want to encourage you to talk to him tonight and encourage his brother, because he has been, as we talked about Tuesday night, he's been so faithful of reaching out to encourage the listeners, and we just want to make sure that we lift him up tonight in such a mighty way that we would prepare him to be strengthened. Realize that only God would have everything that he's standing in need of, as well as his family, when he arrives on Monday to care what needs to be done concerning his family. Amen. Anything else you'd like to say? Anybody like to share something with us right now concerning the other passages of scriptures that I made known of? I can rerun it again if you need me to, because it's okay. You know, just think about the inheritance. He said, thy testimonies have I taken as an inheritance forever. Notice for how long? Forever. For they right. are the rejoicing of my heart. Picture that. Your heart rejoicing over being free what for 5 years. Should you have a right, or should you be ashamed of your 5 years and don't tell nobody? Oh, there she go again, talking about the 5 years. Just think about how she was talking about her being in bondage and couldn't get free.
Right.
And now she's able to, you know, to say, I've been free for 5 years. I mean, heaven rejoice over one individual that get free versus the 99 that have no knowledge of what it's like to be in bondage. They're already free. I mean, come on now. I say heaven rejoice. And that's when I know someone get free, I rejoice with them. I wouldn't want this on my work to be caught up into that lifestyle. Amen.
Right. And so, that's right. And I thank God for, as I continue to grow in his word, I believe that chains are going to be broken in my family. I believe that from my deliverance, that there will be a lot of people that be delivered from what he has done for me. He uses me as an example, and I thank God, because I used to run in and out the rooms, the NA, and my name is Candy, and I'm an addict. I don't no longer say that. I don't have to say that. And I believe, let me say this without getting teary-eyed. I never thought, like I said, that I would be where I'm at today, not materialistic or anything. But my grandkids have come in, so you can hear them in the background. But I never even... You know, I kept looking for everything to free me. And when I tapped into the word of God, and I stayed on my knees asking him to take it from me.
Bless God.
The day that he took it from me, I could still feel it, like I said, his hands pulling everything out.
Glory
so,
God.
You know.
Let me ask you, I want you to continue on what you're saying now. Let's go for a break right now. We're going to have a break, and we will come right back. I want you to listen to what the OJs is about to say to us, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Listen to
okay.
me. Just we'll be okay.
Okay.
Bless
okay.
God. Yeah.
Yes.
My. We are listening to Talk Straight. I tell you, I can't help but to recall when I hear that song, and it takes me back. I was not free from drugs when I was listening to that song. And I tell you, but that's one thing that I made sure that I was doing while I was on the drugs. I was still listening. And I was listening in such a way. I was expecting one day that change was going to take place in my life. So to hear the OJ say, we have a message in our music. So hum along and sing a song. And says, understand why you dance. I mean, so you should clap your hands. I remember all those times. You know, and it said, we want to talk about our situation. You know, and that is something that we are doing right now. You know, of our nation, try to make you see things are not like they're supposed to be. You know, and when you know that things are not like they are supposed to be, what are we doing about it? We're getting free. We're being restored. We're reaching out. We're talking to people just in case they don't know how to do it. There is a way to escape. And so we just want to elaborate again on tonight's topic. If you're just tuning in straight, the topic tonight is the power of a testimony. And I want to continue to listen to Sister Candy and Brother Charles and whomever it is that's going to call in. But I want to share this with you. I'm still dealing with Psalms 119 and verse number 43 and 44 tonight. At this point in time, the second part of the segment, we are going to look at this passage of scripture. It says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. And then verse 144 says, the righteous of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I want you to picture that getting understanding and then being able to live. And it all comes from asking for the testimonies, you know, because the trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. And a lot of people right now are troubled and dealing with situations, and it's got a hold on them. But yet, what God says, That's the madness of my delight. And hearing the word of God say the righteous of the testimonies is everlasting. So it gives me understanding. And I shall live. I praise God for that. Give me something that I didn't have. And once I got it, now I'm able to live. I wasn't living then. I was just existing, being controlled by something that had more power than I, a small chemical that had full control of my life. And I'm sure that today, as we speak, that many people that you may even know, if it's not you, someone in your family, some friend, someone you just know, you see in the news, you're watching the things that happen, and people are captured without even knowing that that's what it is. And then once a person finds out, it's still not easy to get out of it if you don't have good information. So we thank God for opportunities like this. So the floor is still open. We want to ask Brother Charles, if you still tuned in with us, brother, you hear what this person is talking about in the old days, the singing about a message in the music. What do we supposed to do when we hear a message that we want to talk about our situation that's going on in our nation and trying to make us see things are not the way they're supposed to be? What do we do, Brother Charles, about that when things are not the way they're supposed to be? Should we reach out? Or should we just sit back and let it be? Glory to God. Well, what I'd like to say is this. The time has come that we should be able to be honest with ourselves. And we should prepare ourselves to understand that we don't have to run from the truth. Because the word of God is something that I've seen a lot of people shun from. Now, I myself understand that. That's why the word teaches us about getting understanding. It says in all of our getting, get understanding. But I notice here in this passage of scripture, in Psalms 119, verse 143 and 144, it says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. That's what's happened to a lot of people. And that grip is not easy to get free from. So should we sit back as spectators and continue to watch it unfold, or do we? And that's when I look at the scripture in the ongoing. It says, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteous of thy testimonies is everlasting. So that's something. It says, give me understanding. I want you to picture that. Give me understanding. And I will keep thy, my goodness, I mean, I would live. In other words, I would embrace. I would appreciate. Can you imagine getting understanding how to appreciate and go ahead and live now? You're no longer existing. You're living each day for what it is, and you're enjoying life, being free, you know. And so we should have a right to talk about it because it's in the Bible. Of course, the ones who say we love God, you know, I've been many days in the church, and I hear people say things like this. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. That actually sounds really good. But if I can say I love the Lord and he heard my cry, should I appreciate when he get me free? Amen. So that's what I know. The time is here. The time is now. And we're going to continue to reach out for those who are willing to be open to hear what he's saying unto the people of God. Amen. Because the devil is still working. He's supposed to do his part. If we don't want to embrace what he has in store for us, then the enemy would say, come on, I got something for you. Amen. Listen to these words as you will. I'm going to ask you, Sister Candy, if you want to say something else, I want you to listen to these words because I'm surrounding myself around the Spirit of God sharing this with me in Psalms 119. And I look at verse number 103. It says, how sweet are thy words unto my, yeah, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 104 says, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Could you imagine? I hate every false way. All of them lies I was told. I couldn't get free. I was going to use for the rest of my life. I think about that sometime. I say, who would tell somebody something like that and make them repeat it like you repeat that? I said to myself, I'm going to use drugs the rest of my life. And now I'm free from it. That tells me that the lie was so strong. But oh, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yeah, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I think we got a call here. So we want you to tap right on in and share with us. Is that a caller? The caller on the line? The floor is open if that happens to be. If not, just a candidate, we're going to ask you to come on and share something with us concerning how sweet are thy words unto my taste. That's all it takes is a taste. Find out how good God is. Brother Charles?
Right.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. So come on in, brother. We're still talking about some things. I wanted to have you to speak about some things, if you will. The floor is open. We were talking about trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy madness are my delight. And then we went on further to say the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. What about that, getting understanding, and then you should live? Because it comes from the testimonies now. And as I said earlier, some people would shun away from testimonies and think that it's not necessary. You know, why do people testify all the time? If you go into the court of law, you go downtown, and you watch how often they are testifying, even though they may rise up and lie on someone, but they still call it a testimony. I want you to testify against. They can testify, lie on you, and then they'll utilize that as if that's the truth. And they'll tell you to raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth and be lying the whole time. Could you imagine like the same happening? And then here comes the truth right here to make you free, and we would shun from it. I want you to listen to me now. A lot of people were shunned from the Bible, and they would tell you in court because they know you don't know what's in the Bible. And they would tell you to raise your right hand, knowing you get ready to stop the word. They're going to find a way to make you lie, like the enemy done me. Made me tell a lie, Brother Charles. Made me say I was going to use drugs the rest of my life. That was a lie. And that was the false ways that I was talking about. So what do you think about that, brother?
You're wrong. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm saying that, I mean, through God, they gave you the strength to overcome the overcome the addiction. I mean, you kind of pretty much made the people saying you can't come out of something when God will show you different. That's the whole time that's the whole situation he kind of want to put you in. He wants you to try all your will, try all your ways to do it. And then, like I was saying the other night, once you get down there and break down, so evidently you had a moment in your life where you was fed up yourself. You didn't got down on your knees and prayed about it. And that's when he'll show up. He wants you to know that it's coming from him. It's not just your will or your own strength. You can't do it by yourself. He wants you to be dependent on him about a lot of situations in life. So the power's in that testimony. He wants you to depend on him instead of depending on yourself. And that's kind of about anything that you worry about, whatever you trouble with, whatever you struggle with. He wants you to depend on him. He wants you to try every way that you can possibly try to show you can't do it with him.
So you are saying that he's saying, try me. That's basically what you're saying. You're saying, you'll find out what I can do if you try me. And that's the truth, because that's what you had to do. That's made a lot of sense, brother. I know that it was no way that I could do it.
He'll allow you to go through the test first. You got to go through it to get a testimony. It's the whole thing. That's what people don't really understand. It's like, the more you ask for, the more trials and tribulations come your way. You ask for God. So that's how he teaches. He teaches through testimonies and stuff and getting through it. You got to pass the test. You gotta listen with your ear, man. And that's the ear. You gotta listen to your heart. You can hear with your heart as well. You gotta line those two things up so you can hear his voice clear. It ain't a loud voice, it's a soft voice. You gotta trust it. And then the more you trust it, the more it speak to you. Once you learn to hear his voice, you'll learn to be led in the right direction.
Once you learn to hear his voice, that's a good one right there. Once you learn to hear his voice, and then you'll be able to adapt. And that's basically what you're saying. That's what we all should be able to do when we are open. It's full of testimonies. And we started out tonight, talking about this, I say, and testify in the Lord. This is what Paul was saying. So all this had to do with all the writing that he put in this book, man, was inspired by God, but it was just so much in the form of a testimony. And it's all right for them to testify, but it shouldn't be right for you to testify. Wait a minute, what's wrong with that picture? We're here today in society, and the bondage has taken hold of our people. And you mean tell me we should enjoy being in bondage? Because there's a thing that I used to hear. I don't know if you used to hear. Anybody used to hear this? Misery loves what? So why should I want to endure misery, knowing that the company that misery keeps is adding to right now? Well, here it is, we can tap into the goodness of God and recognize here, still in Psalms 119, verse 157, it says, many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimony. What does that mean?
And what scripture is that again?
Yeah. 119.
What scripture did that come from?
Psalms 119, verse 157.
Okay.
And listen to the power. Many are my persecutors. Not one, but many of my persecutors and mine enemies. Yet do I not decline from thy testimony.
Oh, that way.
In other words, it don't make no difference how much they persecute you. Still don't decline from your testimony. Stay with your testimony.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Glory to God. And that's what it is that needs to be done. See, a lot of people want you to, don't you say nothing about how good God has been to you. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. It didn't say that. And so when the Word of God teaches me to stand firm and eat and live according to your testimony, then that means it become a way of life. Notice it said, many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. Glory to God. It's good to know that you have a testimony. So somebody that don't have one right now may say, like I myself once upon a time said, I remember saying, I sure would like to experience that. I remember when I said that. It was a guy stood up. He said, I've been off of drugs for 1 year, and all I can do is sit back there and say, man, I sure would like to experience that. I remember saying that. Well, the TV came where I was able to experience that. And we just want to make sure that we stay encouraged and we continue to encourage our people tonight. For all of those who are tuned in, we want you to know that you can call, and the number is 657-383-0944. That's the number. In case you desire to call, we would love to have you. We are talking about the power of a testimony, something that I think that the churches ought to be filled with. Amen. But because of the world's way, I want you to listen to me now. Because of the world's way, and the world having so much to offer, some people are afraid of their own testimony. So they would hold back. They would be ashamed to tell somebody. They don't have to be drugs. That's why I said testimonies. Amen. because there are some other areas in life that some people would be able to say, hey, I want to speak about my testimony. Someone may be able to testify, say, hey, I've been doing good in life for many years. I've had the right instructions from the right instructor. You know, that would be good to hear.
I love you.
Someone can tell us that. Would be so glad to hear it myself. I wouldn't be upset, neither angry, not at all, because we need to hear some good news at all times. Sister Candy and Brother Charles, I want you all to know that the floor is still open. We will have possibly 9 minutes before the next segment of a commercial, and we will hear something that's encouraging in another song. But right now, are you all open to receive the ongoing power of God's testimony to us? And if so, allow me to share it with you. Because, number one, I don't mind. I don't mind because I heard the song by the OJs say we got a message in our music. So what's wrong with having a message in your testimony? What's wrong with it? Is there anything wrong with a person having a message that would benefit someone in their testimony? Glory to God. Let's look at what it says here in Psalms 119, verse 101. I have refrained from my feet every evil way that I might keep thy word. Could you imagine how you have to get away from every evil way? I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. That's what learning is all about, is learning from him. And as I said, we'll learn the world's way real quick. I've seen it happen. I've watched. I've been around. And I noticed how exciting people get about the world's way. I came from the world, so I understand how one can be excited about what they see. You know, and the Bible teaches us to walk by faith and not by sight, because what you see can capture us, and all of a sudden we have been taken for a ride. A ride that we will not even enjoy, even though we may think we are. I've been on a ride like that before. Thought I was having the ride of my life. But let me tell you, that's how the enemy rolls. Glory to God. So again, we just want to give God his just due. We want to thank everyone that's tuned in, that's listening, and we don't want to hold back right now. We just want you to open up. And if there's anything else you have to say, just go right ahead and we will be open to listen to you. Amen.
I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I don't know. I want to phone for the opportunity to see another day. I want to thank God for just letting me be able to be used for his glory, because it's not about me, it's about him. I had nothing to do with what's going on in my life, nothing. I submitted my, I stepped out of my will, but I couldn't step out of my will until I seeked his will, because see, my will was keeping me sick. And I thank you for sharing that, Pastor Ricky, when you were saying the way when we thought we were living in our past. 25 years ago, I thought that I was living. I thought I was the stuff. Oh, you couldn't tell me not my ego and all. The devil had me bound down. I was so sick. I was so sick. And not only was I sick, go back generations, generations, generations. And God just was so good to me. These past year, I lost my mom. And I lost my father to cirrhosis of the liver. And it already had affected my mama's liver, damage to my mama's liver. But he let my mama live 12 years sober and let me get five.
Wow.
So
That's a Ben. That's I can't even explain it. All I know is he knew that I was ready.
And
today I can go tell. But see, I was the talk of the town, the talk of the city, where I was from. You heard Candy everywhere you went. And you still here. You still here. But you don't hear about out stealing, selling our body, getting high, and everybody ain't going to praise God because I'm delivered. But I ain't waiting for nobody else to praise him because Jesus praising. Every day that I wake up, he wake me up, and I don't pick up that dope. He's shouting for me because he knows that he going to use me. In some kind of way, I'm going to tell. Every day that I live, I tell somebody about the goodness of him. Every day, it's not a day that go by that I don't give a testimony to how he brought me out of darkness.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Ms. Candy. Hold it. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to let you continue. But now you're telling me that you're saying you're going to tell somebody about it, whether they like it or not. Is that what you're saying?
Every day?
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Finish on. I just want to make sure of that. You're not ashamed of it. That's
every day is not a day that go by that I do not tell somebody, because y'all don't know when he going to use me. I don't just do it. I do it when he tell me, give me permission to do it. He tell me when and where and how.
That's all right.
So I can remember, I want to share this about, I guess it's been about 15 or 17 years ago when my daughter was prophesying over me and she didn't even know it. She knew she had custody of her sisters and brothers, which is my last two kids, and I was in treatment for a year, went away for a year, and I came to her house, and she said, I need you to read this first paragraph that this lady blessed me with this book where this lady had been molested and was on drugs and everything, and she said she used her testimony to go out and help women, broken women. She said, why don't you do that? But I couldn't do it because I didn't have the power to do it then. But here I am, probably 17 years later, 5 years clean, I'm doing it. Ooh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Then when I moved here, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it was not no mistake that I ran into Pastor Ricky Waller. I know it wasn't. I knew it was God that brought me here because he knew how the devil tried to keep me bound and told me that I wasn't going to be able to comprehend his word. So then when I met Pastor Ricky, I've been able to call on him in time of need of the word, encouragement, some power, because sometimes the devil trying to make me think that I don't have any. And I can call you, Pastor Ricky, and I'm so grateful to God that I can call you. And you know my testimony is, you know, I was so in bondage to why I thought I had to have a man. And he even took that. I mean, you know, I don't look anymore. I wait on God. And I was able to let you lead and guide me in the word without trying to have another kind of relationship with you. I know that was God.
Yeah.
You know, right. I know it's God.
Yeah, bless God.
Because that's all I was used to, bringing men in and out of my house over my kids and all that. That's the life I lived. I didn't think I was worthy. I could have been the number 10th lady in your life. Just as long as I woke up with you, you could have beat me. As long as I woke up with you, that's how the devil had me bound. But look at me now. I had to give myself. He gave me peace in the midst of whatever I was going through. I got peace in my life today.
Glory to God. But you know what, Sister Candy, I think the people that listen to what you're saying, I think that testimony is so strong. I'm sure somebody's listening. They just may tune in. So just stand by. Don't leave. We're getting ready to go to another commercial, and we want to hear the good news of this song getting ready to be rendered. amen, by the man by the name of Lee Williams. Glory to God. Powerful testimony. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I hear something like that about change, and then knowing that I was doing the same thing over and over again, and then ask that question, when are we going to wake up?
Hello?
What it would be like if we just wake up. You know, it's amazing to have a song like that being rendered to us, asking us a question like that. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to make a change? I mean, I just thank God for such a song as that. We just need more songs that motivate people to know that apparently we must be asleep. Because when we're going to make a change is what he's saying. And that's where the testimonies come in at. And you, Sister Candy, you was not ashamed to say, I mean, how you used to live your life. And now, you know, people, what you said earlier, people were talking about you. You were the talk of the town where you came from. Is that right?
That's right.
And then you said, they still talking about you. But now, as if this is not a fair thing that you're doing, being free, because they were so used to you being bound, if you will.
Right.
But they will
right.
learn. But they will learn that you're really serious about this. They should know by now, but sometimes it takes longer than others to realize that she's not playing. She's real serious. And then somebody will step up and say, listen, Candace, how did you do that?
Right.
And that's when you could let them know. And that's what's so wonderful about being able to share your testimony. And, you know, we listen to encouraging music, and that's what music, to me, supposed to be, encourage me one way or the other. And that's what music is doing to people today. A lot of people are listening to the music, and it gets in their system. And once it gets in your system and you start to apply it, that let you know who you're serving. You know, the Word of God says, this day, I'm not talking about tomorrow, who are you going to serve? Choose. He said, this day, not tomorrow, who are you going to serve? And for me, that was something that I had to learn how to do. I didn't know how to serve him. Matter of fact, I didn't know him. But it's always a starting point. Yeah, it's always a starting point. So I love information that made me free. I love information that actually reminds me that I'm free. Glory to God. Now, is there anything wrong with the truth? Some people will actually say in their action, yes, it is. You know, and then one would say, is there anything wrong with the lie? the lie has been so effective for so long that most people gravitate to a lie. Let me explain to you. In Psalms 119, verse number 67, it says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Verse 68 says, thou art good. And good.
Say that again. Can you say that for me one more time?
Yeah. Let me roll back on it again. Psalms 119, verse 69. We're going to deal with verse 67 first. 67, 69. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. 68 says, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. And then verse 69 says, the proud have forged a lie against me. Listen to me now. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. They can lie on me all they want to today. I'm still going to keep his word. And that's
Ooh-wee, boy, that's powerful right there. Yes, Lord, that helped me out right there.
Yeah, see,
119, 67.
Yeah, see, that's what the enemy don't want us to do. See, we've been lied to so long that we believe in a lie and we rebuke the truth. That's what's happening in a lot of people's lives. They don't want to hear truth. Talk to me with a lie, and I give you my undivided attention. That's what the enemy loves to do. He lie in wait to deceive, and he has done a fine job. I didn't say he's done a good job, but I say he's done a fine job at lying to the people and making them believe that it's all right to live that lie. And that's what's going on as we speak. People are being lied to right now. Concerning bondage brings forth. So we celebrate. We thank God for the information that Lee Williams just brought forth, asking the question, when are we going to wake up? When we're going to make a change? He says we got to be strong. Some things we can't change. But remember now, he didn't say everything we can't change. He said something. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful to know we talked about it on a Tuesday night, if you will, about what we are unable to change, learning how to accept what we are unable to change. Isn't it amazing to know that the song was just rendered to us, some things we can't change, but what about the things that we can?
Yes, Lord.
Picture our community. I mean, just take a snapshot at the thought and the intent of the heart of our community being restored. What do you think it would be like? Knowing that we're being restored from what? Whatever is causing us to self-destruct, that's what we should be restored from. And so there's many areas in our lives that we are being captured by, and it's causing us to self-destruct. And when we look around and realize that we are asleep, and then suddenly we come to ourselves, and everybody just wake up and realize what we've been doing to self.
We're
talking about change.
Self-destruct. That's confirmation.
Yeah.
I was speaking on self-destruct. You know, my niece just trying to take her life. And you know, and I always told my son, the devil got you bound because you're self-destructing. You're doing things that, and I can't change him. You know, I just want to share how powerful God, this testimony, when I found out about my son and his lifestyle, and when it had me so sick that I was in fetal position. Still clean, ain't used. Because if I was still in bondage, I would have been using about his decisions. But my God is so good. He spoke to my spirit, and he came, and he laid it right there, like I'm talking to you, Dwayne was talking to me. I'm the same God
yeah.
that took care of your son when you was out there cracked out. I'm the same God that set you free from your bondage. I'm the same God that's going to cover him. You can't get him to heaven or hell. You can't. You can keep doing what I got you doing, and that's living free.
Nah.
And
that's all
I can do. Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Because, see, the devil tried to make me think, because he know I'm free, that I'm not going to be able to handle things that go on around me that I don't approve of. But guess what? He told me, he spoke to my spirit, and he said, you cannot live, you can't get him to heaven or hell. You can't live for him. He's gone now. I'm covering him. I'm covering him the same way I covered him when you was out there in the street for 30 years.
I ain't did nothing happen to him then. Yeah, that's all right. I think that should have been a message, as you said, to you, to remind you, you know, and it's good that you was able to look back, but you have such a spirit of peace today. You just want the best for everybody, you know, not only your son, people that you know, things like that. So I can see that taking place. But in the midst of all that, God spoke to you, is what you said. Is that right?
And he
spoke to you in such a way, you know, that still small voice was so strong that you recognized how he told you how he kept him while you was yet without knowledge of what you were doing out there. And he covered you through that. And so that's a beautiful thing to know yourself. And you can count on it, basically. When you look back over it, you say, okay, he did cover me and he brought me out. And he can do the same thing in his situation. And that's evidence. You know, you got proof yourself that he did change your direction. And when
he told me to keep preaching, speaking the truth. That's all I can do is speak the truth. I'm not gonna stop speaking the truth about the goodness of God. Ain't nobody made me stop doing that. But I ain't gonna be so worried and stressed out about what you chose to do. If you go out here, you just seen your mama struggle with drugs and alcohol for over 30 years, and you decide that you want to do it, that's your decision. But I won't let you hold me in bondage. And you don't have to. But if you feel like you want to go fit in, and you want to, it's the peer pressure so powerful to where you want to try to fit in and start smoking, because I didn't put that in you. You decided to pick that up. You had a choice. You know,
that's
like my niece when she committed suicide, trying to commit suicide. I was here yesterday, and I went to the hospital. They called me, and I was kind of upset. I was crying. I was like, "Why me, God?" And he said, "Why not you? You've been through everything. I brought you through everything she going through. Now you are able to come back and minister to her. You can minister to her. The goodness how I kept you from not being staying stuck in the mental institution." Because he sent me there so he can let me see. Keep playing with it. And I bet you better thank God you ain't in here and they kept you here.
That's right.
Because,
I mean, you know, you got to pray.
We can sometimes put ourselves in situations to where we get stuck.
Right.
We can get stuck.
It don't take much to get stuck either, you know. It really don't.
No.
Not at all. And I'm glad that you said that, you know, you had a chance to talk with her and you know, realizing that what she's in, and when you said she tried to commit suicide, and, you know, the enemy loved for that to take place, but she's still here. Praise God for that.
Yes, Lord.
She's praying and believing for her strength, so when she's back and in her right mind, she would realize some things and take heed to what you said. And that's what's going on. I'm glad that you're still there for her and everything. You know, we're just grateful again and just thankful for this show. And I wanted to just kind of elaborate on what I'm sharing with you right now at this point concerning this particular passage of scripture in Psalms 119, verse 66. To remind me of Pastor Dockery, you know, which is the host of the show. But tonight I'm sitting in on his behalf. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, in this verse, it just jumped out at me when I thought about him. And who wouldn't want a good teacher? You know, I mean, why wouldn't a person embrace a good teacher? Listen to these words. It says, teach me good judgment and knowledge. Man, I thought about that man. I said, man, that brings that to the table. And so.
And what scripture did that come from? And what scripture did that come out of? Teach me what?
Psalms 119, verse 66.
Oh, it's okay. Like so you went from 119,
67, 68, 69. Yeah. See, and I just tapped into that one just because it jumped out at while you were talking.
But that was good.
Yeah, you know, teach me good judgment. Not just teach me, but teach me good judgment and knowledge. For I believe commandments. See, so you know, anytime you are being taught good judgment, that should be embraced and appreciated. And I still think about the communities. I mean, that's just the kind of ministry that I have. That God had put me in, it was to reach out, you know, like New Way Outreach Ministry. So that's what I do. And when I think about the bondage and the surrounding areas that I've gone into, all I can think about is the compassion, you know, on hurting people. And by the multitudes, I can just see them being awakened out of their sleep. Because the Word of God says in the book of Romans, and it made it very, very plain. And when I say very plain and clear, but notice, it wasn't complicated at all. But we learn the world's way in an instant, and we embrace it a lot. And I'll be the first witness to say that was me. The world did something. I embraced it. I learned it real quick, and I started applying it as if, you know, it wasn't nothing to it. But then here comes the Word of God. It's like, I don't want to know anything about the Word of God, but this is what's going to make us free and realize what we're dealing with. Listen to what it says in the book of Romans, chapter number 13, in verse 11. It says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Can you imagine? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Then it says, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Right.
You know, we have to do something like that. If we don't put on the armor of light, then we can't cast off the works of darkness. Darkness has power. Then what are we going to do about it? Sit back and say, well, God's word don't have power. The world has more power. That's a disgrace for people who attend churches to walk around, you know, with the power before them and don't know how to apply it. But we go out into the world and we find ways and means to do everything that the world is offering. You know, say what they wanted to say, do it where we want to go. We go. We just everything that the world is presenting to us, we speedily respond to it. Anything, I mean, that causes us to say, hey, man, the world way is more interesting to me than God's way. I mean, I just came from the world, so I kind of have a little input on the world's way. You know what I mean? Now, listen, we're winding down and we're getting close to the end and we're almost there. We just want to, again, just thank God for everything that's going on, for all the ones who tapped in, Sister Candace and Brother Charles. If you're still on the line, I wanted to share something here and then we'll get back into the conversation about the power of a testimony. It says here in this translation here, Romans chapter 13, verse 11, it says, this is all the more urgent for you to know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. You know how we do when we get the dirty clothes. We try to get rid of them, get them off. And put on the shining armor of right living. My. Could you imagine? It's telling us to pull off one and put on the other one. Look how simple that was. But
simple.
We've been used to living dirty with clean clothes on to the point we think that we can hide ourselves from the way. I know what I'm talking about here because I dressed up for a lot of years, but I was so dirty on the inside. And the enemy made me dressed up to fool the public. And all I was doing was just walking in darkness.
People
my pattern as I went into the ditch. People followed me into the ditch. But thank God for the testimony of God. So I rejoice right now as we open the floor tonight for the one that decided to listen, for the one that decided to have conversation with us. We're so thankful. But most of all, we're thankful for the host of this show that's allowing me to sit in on his behalf, Pastor Dockery, and again, of his family. And I want you to, Sister Candy, if you will, say something encouraging because he is on the line. He's listening in. He's not responding by way of saying anything unless it was necessary. So, and I think he put it in my hand in trusting me that I would do what God would have me to do. And I want to thank him again for allowing me to do so. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to give him your condolences, if you will, about his mother. And not long ago, his father passed. So now he's getting ready to go right back to his hometown and, do what has to be done with his family. So I just wanted to give you a chance to speak to Mr. Dockery, Pastor Dockery, if you will.
Yes, I would like to give you my condolences. And I know I've been there. I just about cry once a week, I know, for my mom. And I ask God to forgive me because I know she up there with him. But I just say, if you just can let her hear me, just tell her I love her. But I pray for you. And this has helped me out so much because sometimes we can get so beside ourselves when everything is going right and we'll put the word on the side. I know I have done it on many occasions, and I'm so grateful to God that Pastor Ricky called me to tell me about the show because I was on listening before, and I used to do one-on-one Bible study with Pastor Ricky, but I moved out here in Smyrna. But I promise myself that I will stay connected to your ministry because it has helped me so much. Tonight has helped me so much. And I thank God for anybody that want to take time out with me because the devil tried to make me think that I'm not going to be able to comprehend. And I got so much out tonight that I will be able to go take what I was able to get tonight and share. It helped me. I will be able to help somebody tomorrow with what I have was able to receive tonight. So I thank you. I'm praying for you and your family, and I hope you have a safe trip.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. Yeah. I'm sure he embraced that, and very well said, Sister Candy. I thank God for you, and I know that him having this session to go forth for the ministry to continue. And again, I know he's pleased with it because I can hear him saying in the spirit right now, he said, if nobody else got anything, at least it helped one somebody. I can hear him now. That's him, you know.
Amen.
Not with the big crowd or anything because he already know where there's two or three gathered together in his name. There he would be in the midst of them. So I think he have embraced what you said, and we just praise God for you and for everyone that is, again, tuned in. And for anyone who have an opportunity to want to call before we wind down, we only have 5 minutes left, and the number is 61657, if you will, 383-0944. We have had a time tonight talking about the power of the testimony, and we just want to elaborate, glory to God, as we wind down, how grateful we really are. I heard Sister Candace say how grateful she is for the teaching, for how much she's learned, how she's staying connected, because what God is doing in the midst of that, He's giving you ongoing strength. And you did say that what you've gotten tonight, it benefited you, and you would be quick to go tell others. And I think that's the only way that we are going to get good news out of someone else. Go tell somebody that you heard it on Talk Straight, that we have been lifting
right.
up the mighty name. And I tell you, we are going to prepare to bring forth the song. And this song right here that's going to be rendered, I want you to know, you talked about you almost wanted to cry tears of joy, Sister Candace. This song right here that's getting ready to be presented, I just may, because every time I heard it back in my early stage, it brought forth tears of joy to me. And it's called A Change Has Come Over Me. And we want...
Ha-ha! Glory to God. That's my song.
Yeah.